Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 65th week of our look at the book of Genesis. This week, we're in chapter number 48 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel, left hand. I want you to get the picture. Ephraim is the youngest, and he put him in Israel's left hand, and Manasseh, who's the eldest, in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and he brought them near unto them. Joseph had something in mind here, because he knew that Jacob was going to pronounce blessings upon these boys. And Joseph, no, in verse number 14, and Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it. Remember, there, Ephraim's over here, Manasseh's over here. Jacob took his hand and went like this. Are you following? He crossed his arms. That's what he's saying here. And laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads and let my name be on them and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of storms. Quick, let me share this with you. This is really neat. Joseph brought up the two sons to be blessed as Israel had requested. He put Manasseh, the eldest, near Jacob's right hand. Ephraim, the younger, near his father's left hand. But notice, Jacob crossed his right hand over to Ephraim and left in his left hand over to Manasseh. And in verse number 15, notice that Jacob blessed Joseph and he said, the God which fed me. In the Hebrew, that literally means the God which shepherded me. Now, again, for you Bible students, this is the first time it's ever used in Scripture concerning God's relationship from God to man, that the Lord, He is my shepherd. Jacob realized that God was his shepherd. Now, earlier we read about they were shepherds, you know, and all through Genesis up to this point, it was man to animal, you know, being a shepherd and the lambs and the sheep and all. But this is the first time in Scripture it refers to God as being a shepherd. Isn't that awesome? Why? Because Jacob has been communing with God on his bed, and he knew even before David wrote that beautiful Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. And it goes on. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Jacob was on his deathbed. He said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm telling you, Jacob knew something about being a shepherd, and he knew something about the great shepherd. So it's interesting to see in Hebrew that in verse number 15, where he says, God which fed me, is speaking of as a shepherd. And then verse number 16, this is the first time, interesting, that the first time redeemed is used in the Bible. Redeemed. And it's interesting that he uses it with the angel. And who is the angel? It was Jesus. Boy, there's a message there. Remember the angel of the Lord, he wrestled with him all night long, and it was Jesus. Let me go. I will not let you go till you bless me. Remember that? He touched his thigh, his hollow of his thigh, and he walked crippled the rest of his life. Well, he knew then that he redeemed me. Weren't you glad that you're redeemed? First time this is used in Scripture, the angel which redeemed me from all evil. Quickly, let's go to verse number 17. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it. Don't do that! From Ephraim's head, and he was going to swap his hands. And Joseph said unto his father, not so. This is emphatic. Don't do that, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head, upon Manasseh's head, not Ephraim. And his father said no, refused, and said, I know it, my son. I'm not stupid. I may be blind, but I know what I'm doing. Literally what he's saying here. I know it. He shall also become a great people, speaking of Manasseh, and he shall also be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. And he blessed them that day, saying, and thee shall Israel bless, saying, God make thee as Ephraim and Manasseh. And he said, Ephraim before Manasseh. It's interesting. When Joseph saw what Jacob had done, it upset him. Wait a minute, Dad, you've made a mistake. Put your right hand on Manasseh and give him the preeminence. He's the firstborn. Jacob said, no, son, I know what I'm doing. It's worth noting how often God bypassed the oldest son in favor of the younger. Isaac instead of Ishmael. Jacob instead of Esau. They were younger. Joseph instead of Reuben. And now Ephraim instead of Manasseh. Also, there's another character in Scripture. His name was David. Remember little David? Only a boy named David. Only little sling. Yeah, I was going to say string. Little sling. You know the little kid's song there? Well, remember, Lord, instead of his older brothers, the point is, it's God's choice for spiritual reasons is not man's reasons. God's way is always right. And I have to close. Verses number 21 and 22. And Israel said unto Joseph, remember, he's referred to Israel again, behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again into the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brethren. He received a double portion and the rest of them would get. Okay, he was doubly blessed. Which I took out of the hand of the Amorite with my sword and my bow. Interesting. Jacob promised Joseph that God would be with him and even bring him back to the land of his fathers when he said, God shall be with you. Apparently, though, while still in Canaan, Jacob battled for control of a portion of land from the Amorites, and he deeded this land to Joseph and his descendants. We find Jesus. Interesting. I wanted to read this to you, and we'll close. In John chapter number 4, remember the story about the woman at the well? John chapter number 4, verse number 5, we read this. Talking about Jesus, he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. To me, that's pretty neat. Some of y'all, that ain't nothing. But to me, that's exciting to know that what he's talking about, Jacob said, I got that from the Amorites. I won that by the sword. And Joseph, I'm giving this to you. I'm deeding it to you. Now, remember, Joseph didn't get all the other lands that the other brothers did. Got, are you following? But he said, you're going to get this small parcel. And it was referred to in John chapter 4, verse number 5. The woman at the well. Interesting there. Let me close with this. Notice again, verse number 21. God shall be with you. No matter what, even in death, God shall be with you. Even in life, God shall be with you. Even in difficulties, God shall be with you. Even in sickness, God shall be with you. By the way, even in good times, God shall be with you. Remember Pastor's phone call this week? You know, sometimes it's more dangerous to succeed than it is to fail. Why? Because when we succeed, we get pride and arrogance. Boy, ain't we did something? Well, ain't I done something? It ain't good English, but you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes it's more dangerous to succeed than to fail. And then I added this on Pastor's phone call. I can get this right. If successful, don't crow. If defeated, don't croak. If successful, don't crow. Like a rooster. If defeated, don't croak. That's like a frog. Okay. I don't know if that translates in Colombian Spanish or not, but you get the picture. Okay. The point was that God shall be with you in all things. And aren't you glad God's with us? Our Father, we thank you. Lord, you're good to us. And Lord, we thank you for your promises in your book. Lord, you never leave us nor forsake us in good times and bad times. Lord, and I thank you for whatever times we're in. And Lord, we continue to rejoice and bless your precious name. Lord, I pray you'll be pleased with our worship. Thank you for those who've come out. Lord, if there's anybody among us who knows you not as Savior, we pray for salvation in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.